Holiday magic is in the air, and DSW's got all the shoes to make your season extra merry. Believe, you've got parties to attend and lists to check twice, so DSW is taking care of the details, like gifts to make their eyes all aglow, styles that bring joy to your world, brands everyone wants, like UGG, Nike, Birkenstock, and more, and deals to make your budget bright. Find the perfect shoes for you and yours at a DSW store near you or DSW.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Chilly day today. Nice pre-winter weather, I guess. Christmas season, highs of 57. Right now we're hanging at about 44 degrees. And then throughout the weekend, it's going to warm a little. And then it'll turn cool again. But I think this is going to be, as I understand it, the last real kind of cold shot of weather we have for a while. Let's hope it turns cold again by Christmas. At least I do. I asked you to text in about the Plaza Tower, 504-260-1870. Because, look, I don't know anything about the construction of the building, how much it would cost to fix or renovate or whatever, tear down, all that stuff. I'm just talking about from the aesthetic view, the skyline of the city. I would like to see it hang around and stay with that black and white facade, because I just think it, and the top of it, the way it's made, I just think it's part of the skyline of the city. People are texting in, tear it down, though. Captain Edwin Holmes, this is an artistic, not a safety issue here that I'm talking about, or a building business decision. It's just about the view of the skyline of the city. Do you think it performs or not? And what made me think of that was that Nissan commercial that they filmed here, and you could see him going across the Crescent City Connection. You saw the skyline of the city, and even with the hairnet, as Michael Heck called it, I thought the building looked good. Anyway, Captain Edwin Holmes joins us now, New Orleans Fire Department Public Information Officer. How you doing, Captain?
Good morning.
Let me ask you real quick. They had that fire on in the French Quarter a couple of weeks ago, and it was pouring down rain. And one thing that I think got lost in that was, as close as everything is in the quarter, it's kind of a good thing it was raining, wasn't it?
Well, that's a good thing with any fire.
Yeah.
You know, every little bit of water helps.
But I guess I'm saying with the proximity of buildings in the quarter, that always is a concern when you guys have a call on Bourbon Street or anything
else.
Right?
Yeah, but that amount of water wouldn't help as far as any type of extension is concerned. You know, buildings that close, even just radiant heat can travel from one to the other.
So the rain would it not have made a difference?
Not unless it's extremely extensive.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize that. Let's talk about safety at this time of year. I guess you want to talk about smoke detectors first?
Sure.
Tell me what people need to know.
Well, first off, the minimal amount of everyone should have one in your home. You know, even if you have an electric utilities are all electric in your home, you should still have a smoke alarm in your home. At the very minimum, one on each level, each occupied level of your home. But for the maximum amount of protection, one in your common areas, one in every bedroom, and on every level of that home.
Let's talk about carbon monoxide detectors. How important are they unless you're running a generator, or are they important to have in your house generally speaking?
They are important to have generally speaking, especially if you have gas utilities in your home. Carbon monoxide is odorless, colorless. Around this time of year, a lot of us like that pilot light to start that central heating unit. Mm-hmm. You have old products of combustion, rust, deterioration that's inside of that unit that'll burn, you not knowing. May not be to the level of anything catastrophic, but those carbon monoxide components that are burned off, you know, can cause sickness, a little headaches, nausea, things of that nature. And having that alarm in your house give you that notification and let you know that something's wrong.
I'm going to go to confession here because my heater was broken back before 2019 and to heat the house occasionally, and I should not do this, and I'm not encouraging people to do this. And I only bring it up, Captain, so you can chew me out and explain to people why they shouldn't do this. But I would turn.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Turn the burners on and then put the fan on the central system because I was working. The heater was not fixing. It was before I had it taken care of when it got cold or would open the oven door. And you are definitely not supposed to do that, right?
Yeah, please do not ever, you know. Whenever you're using that gas stove, gas furnace, the burners on top of your stove, make sure you have that venting system on above your stove, something to pull that carbon monoxide and those products of combustion out of the home. But with using that to heat your home, you're doing just the opposite of what you should be doing.
You're
releasing carbon monoxide throughout the house.
Yeah.
You know, and especially if you're using the fan, you know, then you're accelerating that spread of carbon monoxide throughout your home.
So chew me out. That's why I said it. It was a dumb thing to do. I shouldn't have done it, but I was freezing. Don't do it. It's a good way to die.
Well, you know, and especially here in South Louisiana, we get these little spurts of cold weather. You know, it's not enough to turn the entire central heating unit off, but sometimes you may want to do it, especially with the elderly. We find with some of our senior residents, they will turn those burners on to try to heat up that kitchen in the front of the house. And unfortunately, they're doing it with robes on and other textiles and stuff like that may be loose-fitting, hanging a little too close to the fire. We've had situations where residents have set themselves on fire. You know, even once you take that garment off, you throw it to the floor, now you've started the fire in the house. It's just not a good idea.
Let's talk about people that are cooking in the kitchen and they get a grease fire and they panic and they throw water on her, which is the worst thing you can do. Accurate?
Absolutely. The very worst. The best thing you can do for that is to put a lid on it. You know, you remove one of the components of every fire is oxygen. And once that oxygen is removed from that fire, it'll go out. Still call 911, still have the fire department respond. If you have what you should have, that fire extinguisher there in the kitchen, but if you wind up using that extinguisher, please still call the fire department, still have us come. Even if you think the fire is out, you think it's under control, let us come, make an assessment, make sure everything, there's no extension, there's no hidden fires, it hadn't reached the walls or behind the stove or anything like that, still call us out and let us make a determination that all is well.
I tell you, one thing I did back maybe 3 years ago was, maybe it had to do with the heater, I don't know, but I decided to give everybody, because you don't know what to give people for Christmas, right? I gave everybody the best fire extinguisher that I could find that they could keep in their kitchen, because it's the kind of thing, because if you think about it, Captain, I know it sounds dumb, maybe, to some people, but you'd never buy it for yourself, right? And talk about something, when you need it, and you're thankful that you have it. And I thought that was a great Christmas gift. We'll talk about fire extinguishers when we come back. What type should you have in your home? Is there one type that's universal? We'll also get the Christmas trees, of course, and space heaters. Y'all have any questions or comments, 504-260-1870. Talking to Captain Edwin Holmes, New Orleans Fire Department, PIO, 822 Traffic Now, WWL. 827, Tommy Tucker, WWL, holiday season's here, cold weather's here, Captain Edwin Holmes is here, New Orleans Fire Department Public Information Officer, talking about fire safety. Captain, I got to tell you, it seemed kind of weird when I was doing it, but I felt good about giving people a multi-purpose fire extinguisher for Christmas. I knew that although it wasn't sexy or it wasn't necessarily fun, I felt good knowing that if they needed it, I'd keep them from maybe burning their house down. If people are going to get a fire extinguisher, what type should they get? Because they have all different types, right?
I mean, I think that's a great gift. That multi-use combination extinguisher is probably what's best. It will work on combustibles like trash and wood, on liquids, oils, gasoline, and electric fires.
That so would that, be that, the ABC powder or which one? I forgot what I got. Or maybe the carbon dioxide.
It's the ABC. It's the ABC combination extinguisher, yes.
And they're not that expensive, really. It's only like $50, but man, correct. I'll tell you what, that really is, I think, the best gift. If you're struggling to get somebody something, you don't know what to get them, I'd suggest an ABC fire extinguisher. I really would. Let's talk about
it's
Christmas.
Something not many have, but everyone needs.
That's the point I'm making, because you'd never think of buying it for yourself, would you? Well, you would, because you're a fireman, but you understand what I'm saying. Tell me about Christmas tree safety, what people need to remember.
All right. Speaking of, actually, we have our regional holiday fire safety press conference tomorrow, which is typically known as the annual Christmas tree burn, where we demonstrate how fast and how hot these natural trees can burn and the hazards involved with having those as opposed to the artificial trees. One thing you want to keep in mind is to keep this tree moisturized, water it at the base just to make sure that it doesn't dry out. Let's keep it away from, if you're using the fireplace, of course. If you're using a fireplace in the home, once you put the lights on, make sure that your lights are UL listed, certified, and safe. Make sure all the connections are complete, that there's no metal from the plug showing, that type of thing. But most importantly, just try to make sure that tree doesn't dry out. Try to keep it as moist as possible.
And real quick, space heaters?
Oh, that's another danger here. When the cold comes, it's never here for long. So we don't want to take the time to turn on the central heat. But those, especially the ones, the older ones that are coil operated, that don't cut off when they're knocked over, they're the most dangerous. But keep all space heaters away from kids, pets, textiles, curtains, bed linens, things of that nature. Keep them in an area where the cords don't become a tripping hazard, anything like that.
Thank you. I appreciate your time, Captain. Is there a website people can go to get all this information?
NOLA.gov/NOFD.
Thank you. Stay safe. Appreciate your time and your effort. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
All right. Thank you.
Captain Edwin Holmes, ABC Fire Extinguisher. Good gift. 8:31, minute late. Time now, WWL First News.